Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Good morning to a wonderful morning to everyone. Well, I was looking at my recent issue of Martha Stewart Living and saw an article that I thought, well, maybe you have read it, but I found some interesting information there that I thought I would share with you. The title is called The Secrets of Healthy People, but that may be a bit overstated because health relates to so many of the things that we do. And this article relates mostly to food and weight, although it also does include something about exercise. And I just found it interesting and hope that you will too. The information that they provide comes mainly from two sources. One is Cornell University, and they have established an online global healthy weight registry. Now, I don't know how people get into that registry. I did not take time to peruse that and see if, you know, I could go on there and be a part of that study. But the other one also is a weight registry, and it's a natural registry. The Cornell has 147 people in it. One includes about 10,000 people. So, you know, when you look at research, when you look at reports, you need to look at how many people are involved to see whether you think this might be good research. But anyhow, seven things I believe they said that healthy people do. And the first one is interesting, but it depends on where you start from. They say healthy people don't diet. Now, I think what they're really referring to are the people who go on these special diets, you know, the grapefruit diet, the this diet, the that diet. And what happens is that most of those really special diets like that, you can't maintain. The author compares it to taking medicine. You know, when you have a prescription, it makes you feel better. Pretty soon, you no longer have to take it. You stop taking it. And same with the diet, perhaps, because we just can't hang on to that. So those special diets actually can end up causing you to gain weight. And there's some pretty good research about that, too. And it makes sense. You know, you're successful on the diet, but it really restricts everything that you do in your life. You go, I can't do this anymore. And so it's kind of back to the habits that got us there in the first place. So what this research says, that healthy people don't diet, and goes on to talk about why they don't need to diet. It's a matter of eating well in the first place. So that's where you start from. Secondly, they weigh themselves often. And I found that interesting because long ago we extension sponsored some weight control classes, and the one thing we told people was not to weigh themselves often. Well, what's often? Actually, I weigh myself every day. But the danger in that is you have to know that, you know, your body weight fluctuates just because of other things going on in your life, the water retention, how much exercise, etc. So it's the long haul. But people who weighed themselves often, and according to this study in the National Weight Control Registry from Brown University, that was about once a week. So keep the scale handy so that weighing often keeps you kind of on track. It's really easy to slip into a pattern of eating more than is needed and exercising less than is needed. And therefore, that weight starts coming on and stays. So, you know, over a couple of weeks, every week it's another pound heavier. You go, whoa, this is a time to take a look at what I'm doing and pull back a bit, get back on the right track. And so it's easier to think about a pound or two than it is 5, 10, 15 pounds. That number is just almost can't handle that. So here's a third thing. And I think you've heard other people say this, eat mindfully. You know, we get in a hurry, and we know we have to have some sustenance, so we just kind of take whatever's there and, and stuff it in and move on. Well, eating mindfully is eating a bit more slowly, or selecting. You know, and it might be better if you're really in a hurry not to eat anything at all for the moment. Just have some water, and you'll move on to the next time when you have an opportunity to eat. The person who is writing in this case says, pause before and after you eat, closing your eyes and thinking about how your body feels. Now, are you going to do this the rest of your life? No, but it's a way to get in the habit of mindfully eating. And after you're about halfway through the meal, stop especially and think about, okay, how do I feel? Am I full? Remember, it takes about 20 minutes, actually, for your body to tell you, for your stomach to tell you that you have enough food. Also, eating mindfully and slowly says you're going to get to taste it rather than just stuffing down the taste buds and never get to enjoy it. Now, after this becomes a habit, you know, habits, then you don't have to do this stopping and thinking every time. But in the meantime, to get the habit of mindfully eating, you know, you have to take a little extra time and a little extra effort to think about it and not just swallow it quickly and off you go. Next thing they do is walk it off. And 42% of the people in the global weight registry exercise 5 or more times a week, and usually by walking. So no big exercise plans, just by walking. But it's consistent. Next, now this is an interesting one. They keep the kitchen clean. In a chaotic, messy kitchen, women eat twice as many cookies in a 2016 Cornell study. So keeping things put away, keeping that clutter down is a way to perhaps keep that eating under control. So one of the study persons says, you can either learn how to meditate, because that's another way to resist temptation, or keep your kitchen clean. Not as easy to do when you're in a hurry, perhaps, but get rid of a lot of things on the kitchen counter that perhaps you don't use often, and keep that kitchen clean. The next one, number six, is they don't feed their feelings. And I know there's lots of research on this that, you know, if you feed yourself, eat because you are stressed, eat because you're unhappy, eat because you're happy, whatever, doesn't pay off in the long run. You'll feel better even if you don't eat it. If you just wait and do something else, those feelings may work themselves out, but perhaps it'd be better to go for a walk or run up and down the steps or something else besides getting out that pint of ice cream because you're feeling sad or feeling mad or feeling jubilant. And for any reason, feelings, emotions, and eating really shouldn't be tied together. Other ways to express those emotions. Number seven, they start over every week. 58% of the healthy people see Monday as a fresh start. So no matter what happened over the weekend, maybe there were a series of eating out times, just the opportunities there to eat a lot more, eat kinds of foods that had lots more fat, sugar in them, so on. Monday's another day, you know? So is Tuesday, as a matter of fact. Starting over, according to a 2014 survey of more than 1,000 people, the people said that starting over, that positive attitude by a new day, is a really positive thing in their lives. And plus, people who diligently resume their healthy eating habits after weekend spurts are more successful at maintaining a steady weight. That kind of goes back to that very first one of not having to do special diets, just keeping on with what's good. Not an easy thing to do. Nobody says it's easy. If you love food and you have lots of opportunities and you're in a hurry, lots of reasons to overeat and eat snack foods, and, you know, lots of reasons for us to eat those things that pile on the weight. So we have to stop and take a look at ourselves and say, okay, which ones of them am I going to start with in terms of keeping weight under control or losing a few pounds over time? We can't get in too big of a hurry. about changing the way we eat, changing the way we exercise, changing the amount that we weigh. It all takes time. It took time to get where we are at, so we need to take again that new look. And that's until next time, every week's and every day's a new start.